Will you concede that improvements in technology could delay the peak for quite some time?
No, I actually think that what we've done with technology has allowed oil to be pulled out of the ground at far faster rates. It's created decline curves that we basically weren't literally possible 10 or 15 years ago. It's also allowed the industry to do riskier projects, and the riskier projects sometimes don't work very well. There are two deep water projects in the Gulf of Mexico, for instance, Front Runner and Marco Polo, that basically within months of coming on stream, both watered up. Marco Polo is now down to 10% of what it was supposed to be at a year ago. So I think a lot of the technology actually made things harder to do, not easier.
But I think at the same token, you have to look at projects like Atlantis that are going to be online producing 150,000 barrels a day, and also Thunder Horse, which is a billion-barrel rig. I mean, I ask a simple question, Matt, of why would the oil companies be committing $55 billion to harvesting the Gulf if, in fact, there's not enough oil there? I mean, it just wouldn't make sense mathematically.
Well, the industry is struggling right now to try to maintain at best flat production, and so I think that if there's a project that can be done, they're going to tackle it. The problem is we just don't have the abundant inventory of projects to do that we had 10 years ago.